Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Stay tuned for a special bonus episode of this week's podcast. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Bulldogs Live continues. Anchoring the second hour of tonight's program, here's Jeff Dantzler.
Good evening, Bulldog Nation, wherever you may be, from Tallapoosa to Tybee Line, over the hills of Haversham and through the marshes of Glen, from Blue Ridge to Bainbridge, around the southeast on the booming signal of AM 750 WSB, and throughout the world on the Georgia Bulldogs app, along with our network studio producer, Zach Jewell, our on-site producers and engineers, Adam Gillespie, Ben Brandenburg, and Alan Thomas. I'm Jeff Dantzler, welcoming you to the second hour. What a day yesterday. Georgia baseball taking 3 out of 4, defeating Evansville. Women's tennis topping Tennessee, and the Lady Dogs sweeping the regular season series over the Lady Vols for the first time since 1985. Got a big show tonight. Our guest, Bulldogs baseball legend, Cincinnati Reds standout Kyle Farmer, and one of the fastest men in the world, the Blazing Bulldog, All-American record setter Matthew Boling. Thank you for joining us. The second hour kicks off with the Farm Dog right after this timeout on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over 4 generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
The great point guards are rare. They're true leaders with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that's second to none. There's one truck like that, Ford F-150. It's smart, powerful, and never backs down from the toughest jobs. That's why Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your local Ford dealer to score a great offer on F-150.
Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's Jeff Dantzler.
Dog Nation, for all your Georgia athletics information needs, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. From tracking event results to exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage, GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered. Also, be sure to check out the G-Shop for exclusive releases of Nike sideline official apparel, just like the coaches wear. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com and the G-Shop today. A very special guest, one of the greatest players in Georgia baseball history, one of my all-time favorites, the Farm Dog himself, Cincinnati Reds standout, Kyle Farmer. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. It's great to talk to you.
Oh, good to hear from you, too. How you doing?
We're doing great, Kyle, and we've got a good group in here with Adam and Ben and Alan, and our man Alan Thomas is going to throw some stuff at you. He grew up a Cincinnati Reds fan, so he's going to have a good Reds question coming for you. Hey, Kyle, I want to start with this. We had Alex Wood on last week, and I had to give him a little grief. I asked him the first time he played a game in Los Angeles, and he went with when he was with the Braves. He totally forgot about that duel with Garrett Cole when you took him deep.
That's right. That was a heck of a game. That was a lot of fun. It was that was one of my favorite weekends in my 4 years at Georgia. Woody was throwing a great game, and Garrett Cole was throwing a great game, and all the scouts were in the stands. And I was fortunate enough to close my eyes and hit one out.
And then the next day we beat Southern Cal, and then closed out a sweep there in the Dodger Town Classic at Dodger Stadium. And for me, that was such a thrill going to Dodger Stadium. And, Kyle, I guess that was between that and, of course, we always play the game against Tech over at the Braves ballpark. For you, that was an early taste of the big leagues, huh?
Yeah, that was really cool. It's changed so much since then. I think I saw a picture. I think Chase Davidson hit a home run there at left center, I recall. And seeing the stadium the way it was then, the way it is now, they've done a great job over there at refurbishing it and looking pretty good. But, yeah, that was definitely a good taste.
Well, Kyle, Cincinnati has such an unbelievable baseball legacy and history. It's really where the game began, opening day for the major leagues year after year. What's the best part for you about being a Cincinnati Red?
Good question. Spring training, my first spring training was a lot of fun because I got to know Barry Larkin really well, and he'll be announcing our games this year. But,
awesome.
You know, growing up and meeting him in spring training, that was one of my number one goals, was to meet him, you know, a Hall of Fame shortstop, and pick his brain. I like to model my game after him when he was playing. But the coolest thing that happened to me so far was I was in my locker, and our clubhouse manager came over to me and said, "Hey, Pete Rose wants to see you." I said,
"Wow.
Do what?" He was like, "Yeah, he can't come in the locker room, but he can. He's down in the restaurant." And this was like 20 minutes before a game. I was fully dressed, and I got to go down there, and we sat and talked for like 15 minutes. And he was just like, "You know, I love the way you play the game." And it was really cool to, that's amazing that he said that, but just to meet him was amazing.
And, Kyle, I'm just saying, I'm only a couple of years older than you, but certainly growing up, and for you to think, here I'm going to be playing for this team and get to meet and talk with Pete Rose and Barry Larkin, that's the stuff you dream about when you're a kid.
Oh, my gosh. It was a dream come true. And I know how historical this organization is, but I was also a part to play in the 150th year anniversary, which is the oldest – I guess Cincinnati was the oldest ball club, and they were the first one to celebrate 150 years, I believe, and we got to wear all the throwback uniforms, and it was really cool just to see the history of it.
Well, Kyle, the group we had when you were here at Georgia, mentioning Alex Wood, and of course Chance Veazey, Jonathan Taylor, Zach Cohn, Connor Welton.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Chase as well, Michael Palzone, Tyler Maloof. What a great group of guys. Got to throw in Brett DeLoach there as well. And I know I'm leaving guys out, but Kyle, you guys were so tight knit, and you're still so close.
Yeah, it's really cool. Every year we in the offseason, we make it a point to all get together for a long weekend or a long week and just kind of come together once again. But they're lifelong friends. And it's bizarre the path that me and Woody have taken. We've grown so close to each other over the past 5 years just from playing pro baseball. It's kind of crazy how it worked out. And it's amazing.
And, Kyle, also, you just got married, right?
I did. I got married 2 years ago in Rosemary Beach, Florida. She's from Valdosta, Georgia. And she's a nurse at CHOA right now, and she's in her nurse practitioner school at Vanderbilt Online. She's really, really smart. She gets mad when she makes like a 96. But the only thing I saw on a 96 was a fastball and my temperature. So –
Well, Kyle, I got married.
Yeah, she's got the brain.
I got married 2 years ago too, so I was 45. You beat me by just a couple of years.
There you go. Congratulations.
Well, Kyle, for you growing up a Bulldog fan, football was such a big part of your life. Kyle, folks, was a great quarterback at Marist as well. And how much did football, and I know Coach Perno, Coach Strickland's the same way, love getting the football, baseball guys. How much did football help your baseball career?
It helped me tremendously. Not only did it like help me physically, but mentally, just to get away from baseball, because it's a grind. Baseball's such a grind, and especially going through your high school years when the recruitment process is going. So football was kind of an outlet for me to get away from baseball, but it also made me more athletic as well and more competitive. And as I was being recruited by Coach Perno, he told me not to quit football because he believed that football players make the best athletes. And so it was really cool to play dual sports at Marist, and you know, great coaching staff over there at Marist with Coach Chadwick. They just won the state championship, which is awesome for them. But you know, it helps out tremendously, and I'm glad I did it. Never quit.
Well, Kyle, another great part when you were playing here, such a great group of parents as well. I miss seeing your folks at the ball games, and your grandmother, Granny Kay, no doubt was your number one fan, and I love seeing her. I don't know if we've ever had a greater grandparent fan than Granny Kay Gex. She's something special.
She is one of a kind. There's no one like her. She's tough. Loves baseball, seen more baseball than I would have to say Tommy Lasorda maybe. You know, she loves the game she still watches like my AA games. She watched the Georgia games this past weekend. She just loves it, and she's still ready. She's got her computer ready to watch this season and start some spring training games.
Kyle, if there's one memory maybe for me that stands out with everything that happened, the incredible run we had, I'm going to try not to get emotional here, but that day when we beat Florida to clinch the winning record and get a berth, and JT and Chance were both there, and that line-out double play to win that Florida game, that's the mm-hmm. closest thing to going to Omaha without going to Omaha that I've ever experienced, being around Georgia. I will never forget that. Is that right up at the top of your list as well?
Yeah, it sure is. That had to probably been the toughest stretch of baseball probably any team has ever played, with that much on the line, and having JT and Chance there to watch and to be a part of the team in the dugout. It's definitely up there for sure. I mean, if not the number one thing. So I think, I was able to catch the final out and two outs, and it was a cool celebration. And we had worked so hard, been through such a grind mentally. You know, we lost two of our friends that were supposed to be playing with us to tragic accidents, devastating accidents. And it was really, really cool.
Kyle, when you come back to Athens, where are your go-to spots to go eat and maybe have an ice cold lemonade before you cheer on the dogs between the hedges?
I love Amici. Their wings. I love their wings. My second. It's probably Chocotini too. I love Chocotini. We had a lot of fun in Chocotini with the great food, great atmosphere. So those were my two go-to spots to eat. I don't know if I should tell you the names of the places I went, but they were fun.
Reds fan Allen's over here motioning. Did you ever do the karaoke at Chocotini?
I never did the Chocotini. I did a lot of karaoke. You said karaoke?
Yeah, they got karaoke upstairs.
Oh, yeah, karaoke upstairs. Yeah, oh, yeah, I sing. I sing Luke Bryan every time.
Go ahead, Al.
I'm a big Reds fan. When you get to July, just make great contact, because the ball flies out of that ballpark. It's not like hitting it to left at Foley Field at all. Not at all like that. So good luck. Really proud to have another Georgia Bulldog play in the Cincinnati Reds organization. As a Reds fan and a dog fan, I really look forward to following you all year long.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, Kyle, my friend, I appreciate you coming on with us. I know the season is just around the corner. I can't tell you how proud we all are of you. Without a doubt, one of the most beloved Bulldogs. In fact, they gave away some of your bobbleheads over this past weekend. And just being – being so close with you and your family back during the playing days, and what you've done to make it to the majors. Good gosh, your debut. I must have watched the story 15 times when you got the game-winning double and the emotion that your mom had. So, gosh,
oh, yeah.
we're so proud of you, Kyle, and I can't thank you enough for coming on with us, and thanks for everything you've done for Georgia, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you, too. My family misses you, too. They told me to tell you hello.
All right, Kyle, we love you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, love you, too. See you guys.
All right, that is the great Kyle. He is terrific.
Great dog.
A great bulldog.
When you say damn good dog in baseball, he's at the top of the list with a bunch of guys, but a great one.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. I think we talked about this last week, that if some of the stuff when we had the injuries and the attrition at quarterback, you know, if Favre would have been around back then, but you might need to take some time off from fall ball and come over here and take a few snaps.
Yeah, you talk about a guy that played in a time when there was a lot going on with that baseball team off the field in that era,
yes.
And then to play in the transition through – he continued to be a darn good baseball player for the Georgia Bulldogs, having gone through a lot.
Yeah, it was a brutal time, but the way everybody came together in the face of that tragedy and those incredible young men, what a group. Always special to hear from the farm dog, the fastest man this side of. Holy cow, I don't know. Carl Lewis and Michael Johnson's going to be joining us just around the corner. Matthew Bowling, he is lightning fast. Can't wait to talk to Matthew as we continue on with the second hour right here on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Everybody remembers the amazing light show last year when we ran the Fighting Irish out of Sanford Stadium that made Georgia the envy of college football. I'm Kenny Mullins, business manager for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 613. Every light in Sanford Stadium was installed by an IBEW electrician. We also light up the practice facility and many other buildings on campus. Learn more about the IBEW at IBEW613.org. Go Dawgs!
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Catches it with a spin move. Drop step to the baseline. Land a jam.
Steps back for three. Found it from way downtown.
Drives the lane.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Here again is Jeff Dantzler.
Dog fans, the official Georgia basketball game program has gone fully digital. It is now free to access. The paperback game program is no longer offered. So log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital to get everything you need to know heading into tomorrow's matchup against LSU. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. So for you paperback writers out there, we've gone fully digital. Our special guest, one of the fastest men in the world, Bulldogs All-American record setter, Matthew Bowling. Matthew, appreciate you taking some time out with us tonight. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. So, you know, this is kind of the time of year. You're talking about the indoor championships. The outdoor season is just around the corner. So kind of take us through your schedule. What is life like in a day for Matthew Bowling?
Yeah, so today we had COVID testing and then practiced at 1, went to the training room. I probably got home at like 4:30, got my academics done, and then made dinner. But, yeah, it's pretty busy right now. We got SECs coming up this weekend and then indoor nationals 2 weeks later, and then we're going to transition into outdoor, and I'll really focus on getting good marks, getting ready for outdoor nationals, and then trials after that.
Matthew, how old were you when you realized that you were really fast? And I'm not just talking about fastest kid in the class fast, but really, really fast.
Probably not till high school. I was a big track kid in middle school. I was like winning our middle school meets, but I went to Junior Olympics starting in sixth grade, and I really I didn't do too well. I think I was usually like I got 78th place my first time.
Wow!
But I really loved the sport, and I kept sticking with it. So I guess high school is really when. That's when we got my first medal at Junior Olympics, so I'd say sophomore year of high school.
Well, Matthew, for you, what made the difference with your improvement? Was it steady? Was it sudden? Was it training? Was it something with your diet? Was it growth? Was it all of that? What was the key?
I mean, I was 4'11 in sixth grade, so I was a little kid. So I'd say growth helped a lot, but I also just didn't get discouraged. I came to practice every day, and I really wanted to get better. So a mix of naturally getting bigger and just wanting it badly helped me to improve as a kid.
Matthew, your range is really kind of unbelievable. As a 60-meter guy, you're ranked at the top of the league. Obviously, your 200 and 400-meter times and your ability to long jump. How do you assess what you're going to do throughout the indoor season and into the outdoor season and making those choices for some of those top championship meets where especially like a 200, 400 doubles really tough based on the timing?
Yeah, well, right now the plan for SECs is 200 long jump, 4x400 relay. And then after SECs, we'll assess what I want to do with the 60 or 400. But I really just trust Coach to make that decision because I know the coaches want me to have the opportunity to do the best I can at nationals and get as many points for the team as possible to help win a championship.
Well, I know you're a team guy, and it certainly has been fun to watch your 400-meter training mate there, Elijah Godwin, who's also run a mid-45s. But what's it like jumping on a relay at the end of the meet? Your high school senior year, it was a fantastic final leg that I think everybody saw. But what's it mean to you to be on that relay team to push that as a different mode as being that individual athlete?
Yeah, the relay is so different. Like, there's really that, like, a family aspect in it. Like, we all want to run well for each other. And I know last week, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we ran at Clemson in the 4x4 and ran a PR. And we all just wanted to do as well as we possibly could so we could get a good mark for SECs. But, yeah, it's definitely one of the most fun events. And I love it being at the end of the meet because you can just put everything on the line for each other.
Matthew, what are your favorite things? And obviously, you're quite busy with school and with track and field, but I'm sure you love going to football games and supporting your fellow athletes and student athletes. What are some of your other favorite things to do as a Georgia Bulldog, world record holding All American?
I like hanging out with my teammates a lot. We watch movies together. On Saturday, we watched Ant-Man. We're like trying to rewatch all the Marvel movies. And we always find something fun to do with each other.
All right. Well, so you're going Marvel here. I'm going to have to go DC for a second. I'm sure because you're so fast, I love superhero movies too. If somebody said, well, if you could be a superhero, is the Flash too easy an answer? Like, you're already almost that fast. What superpower would you have? What superhero would you want to be?
I mean, I got to say the Flash because that would be fun to run like a 1 second, 100 times.
You got to go Superman right there. Superman went so fast, he spun time back around the world when he did that. But, yeah, that's
I forgot about that.
You know, I think what's been interesting in watching your evolution of coming in here is that you have brought a lot of additional eyes to a track program that was already doing great things. But certainly the video that you did with Coach Smart doing that 4x1.
That was awesome.
Which was awesome. But I do think it brought some other people who really opened their eyes to what this program has done and what Petros has done with this program. So what about it from the team aspect now? Are you guys looking at headed into SECs and then to indoor nationals with both a men's and a women's team ranked inside the top five?
Yeah. Well, we've had good success for years, and I feel like even since I was an eighth grader, dreaming about going to college, is like I've always seen Georgia consistently in the top five, top 10. So we really just want to keep that tradition going. And I mean, the dream is to win nationals on both the men's and women's side. So we're really one unit. The men want the women to win, and the women want the men to win, just so we can, I don't know, prove people wrong. I feel like a lot of people count us out sometimes, but, you know, athletes are so competitive that we always want to have that edge.
Matthew, I guess Michael Johnson, because of your disciplines, might be the easy answer, but who was your track and field hero growing up?
Growing up, Usain Bolt for a while, and also Wade Van Niekerk. He had the 400-meter world record back in 2016.
Well, Matthew, we're also very proud of you, and as Alan just said there, you have brought so many eyes to a great program in men's and women's, outdoor, indoor, national championships, SEC championships, and you just feel like the sky's the limit now. So all I can tell you from a bunch of old guys sitting around here, before you know it, you'll be in your 40s, so enjoy every single moment of this, and the entire Bulldog Nation is extraordinarily proud of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for sure. I enjoy the process, just being able to go on the bus and be at meets with my friends every week.
Well, if you're busing it to Fayetteville, Arkansas this weekend, you're going to have a long trip. I'm assuming you're flying to Fayetteville for this one.
We're flying, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be tough.
Well, good luck down there this weekend. We know there's going to be some great performances. I know Coach Petros and the rest of that coaching staff have you guys and everybody prepared. So we're looking forward to some great marks and a great start to the indoor championship season.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Best of luck this weekend. Ben just looked over and said, hey, I'm not 40 like you guys either. Ben's still a young buck over there. The great Matthew Bowling with us. We will continue on. We got Shock and Ship coming up next. Talking baseball with Georgia coach Scott Strickland. It's the second hour here on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Introducing the Cash Pop Win One, Give One giveaway, where you get to choose who wins with you. So you could win a new car and tell us who should win one too. How about $5,000 for both you and someone else? Or a year of free rent or mortgage for you and someone you pick? It's up to you. Just play Cash Pop on your phone, online, or register your non-winning ticket from the store at playcashpop.com. Win One, Give One happens February 1st to March 7th. So spread some win around with Cash Pop from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dawgs! We'll be right back. If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again. Because it's back again. And now they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla. A quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time. Get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12. Or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Is Bulldogs Live. Let's rejoin Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back, Georgia fans. At the UGA Bookstore, you'll find the best selection from the biggest brands like Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, or Vineyard Vines. Southern Tide at the UGA Bookstore. There's something for every Bulldog fan. The UGA Bookstore, located next to the Tate Student Center, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore is where the dogs shop. In fact, I've got the red pullover, Adams in red, Ben's in gray, and the road dog is in black over there. So we are well represented. Our man Howard Taylor, by the way, got the best sponsorship. He does the UGA Bookstore's Call to the Bullpen during baseball season.
I heard it this weekend.
Yes, just a time or two. Had a lot of young arms out there.
Happy to see Will Pearson, son of former basketball assistant Philip Pearson, get a win and a save.
He did it back-to-back games, in fact, back into the Twin Bill and then on Sunday. So it was great to see. A tough loss to start the year, but three straight wins and some heroics from Chaney Rogers and Riley King. Fantastic to see. And we're going to keep talking some baseball. Shock and Ship have got Coach Strickland on here, and you can download the Shock and Ship podcast, 40 for 80. You can go back and find old Bulldog brunches. This show right here, it might even be another Cincinnati Skyline chili mentioned, just wherever you go, Apple Podcasts, GeorgiaDogs.com, the Georgia Bulldogs app, which, by the way, my parents, my dad, my stepmom, Patty, my mom, they've all got the app to listen to everything.
Got to have it.
Listen to games, podcasts, everything.
So, I used it during on Saturday to follow live stats while at a wedding.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. See, in the old days, you had to put the old earpiece in. You don't have to do that now. We got you. And I know Alan listens to us all the time, traveling with his daughter for all those volleyball games. He's heard many a Georgia baseball and Lady Dogs game. So, so happy for the Georgia baseball team to take 3 out of 4. We'll be at Georgia State on Wednesday and then hosting a 4-game set with Gardner-Webb this weekend. So, here's Coach Strickland with Shock and Ship.
With all the things that has transpired over the last year, obviously everybody has done their due diligence in trying to make their environment, their space a lot better. And I know you guys have started the G-Series. I know you guys had it started. You started the first one, I think it was February 4th. Kind of tell people what the G-Series is all about and how it came about with everything that's happening in the world today and how you guys have made an impact so far.
Well, it started this summer with all the things that were going on in our world. And we just wanted to have conversations, open and honest conversation with our players, just so they could have, you know, the word that we use more than anything was just empathy. Doesn't mean that you agree with that person, but you can try to put yourself in that person's shoes. And we've had some really good speakers talk to our club. A good friend of mine, Andre King, played in the NFL. I played at the University of Miami and played in the NFL. But people don't know, he was my roommate, professional baseball. He was a professional baseball player first. So Andre's a good friend of mine, lives in Loganville, and he came to talk to our team. CJ Stewart came over from Atlanta to talk to our team. Kevin Carr is working with our team. He's worked with the NBA and now is working with our teams here at Georgia. And, you know, and our black players, you know, we've got 5 young African-American men that work hard and have earned their spot on this team and earned the respect on this team. But you know what? Let's have conversations. Let's talk about it. Conversations that we're not normally used to having. And what we're figuring out is it's okay to have some of these conversations. And, you know, Josh Stenson, Riley King, Mason Meadows, D.A. Allen, they were the first 4 guys that went on with the G-Series. And it's all about having conversations. It's all about understanding that it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to talk. It's okay to have different points of view, but let's try to talk and let's understand where we're coming from so we can have that empathy. Because all we need to do is understand that not everyone has the same feelings that we do, and that's all right. But we have to have an understanding that we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to have an opportunity in this life and to get ahead. So that's what this G Series is about. Let's talk about it. Let's move forward. Let's get better all the way around. It starts with our team, and hopefully some people can jump on board.
All right, Coach, I see you made the point that, you know, he was a baseball player first. I'm sure you know this. Most football players were baseball players first.
You got one on the team now, don't you?
Love baseball growing up, man. I thought baseball was going to be my sport. And got drafted out of high school, but was like, nah, I'm just going to go play football. Obviously, that didn't work out too well for me. But
not okay, DJ.
Most football players are baseball players at heart, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, just telling, we talked a little bit about it earlier, but I saw your dad at the airport when I was going through about 2 months ago, me and my wife, really early in the morning, and all your dad wanted to talk about was baseball. DJ should have been a baseball player. That's a proud dad right there. At 5 a.m., man, he was wide awake and got us going for the day.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, Coach. That's a great story.
All right, great stuff there with Shock and Chip and Bulldogs baseball coach Scott Strickland. And again, you can download all the Shock and Chip, all of our podcasts. Just go to GeorgiaDogs.com. Go to the Georgia Bulldogs app. It's easy to do. Go to your Apple, wherever you get your different podcasts. Alan, you're a podcast guy. You're on them all the time.
Definitely. It's the best way to pack up things, listen to them. You know what? Like I said, go back and listen to your 40 for 80 series. That's worth going back
about.
A second time.
All right, keep stroking the ego there. But I know too, and your beautiful wife Lisa, she's a teacher. My wife Emily's a teacher, so she's got about a 20-25
Ben's wife's
minute
a teacher.
Ben's wife's a teacher. There you go. Adam, is your wife a teacher too? No, she's not. She just has to keep Adam out of trouble. But I know for Emily, she's got about a 20-25 minute ride in, so she loves pulling up all the old 40 for 80. She likes the Shock and Chip there, and I still make her say that Bulldog Brunch and 40 for 80s are favorites.
She has to.
I don't know if they are or not, but, you know.
As long as you believe it is.
As long as you believe it. It's not a lie.
Unless.
If you believe it.
That's it.
All right. 100%. Let's run into a timeout. We're going to come back and play some above, below, or in between. And I always love it. The road dog will come in with something and just lay down the hammer on it, too. Like one player he put last. This is the second hour. It's Bulldogs Live here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Put on your red and black, grab your foam finger, and get ready to unleash the dogs. SCANA Energy is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every day is a dog day here, so get loud, Georgia. Join SCANA Energy as we unleash the savings and cheer our team to glory this basketball season. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com to save.
Introducing the Cash Pop Win One, Give One giveaway, where you get to choose who wins with you. So you could win a new car and tell us who should win one too. How about $5,000 for both you and someone else? Or a year of free rent or mortgage for you and someone you pick? It's up to you. Just play Cash Pop on your phone, online, or register your non-winning ticket from the store at playcashpop.com. Win One, Give One happens February 1st to March 7th. So spread some win around with Cash Pop from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Subway Restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from two great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's Jeff Dantzler.
All right, Bulldog fans, tune in Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, to catch an all-new episode of Georgia All Access, presented by Georgia Power. This week will feature the women's basketball senior class. Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland, as you just heard, joining the Shock and Ship podcast. We'll have highlights from this week at Georgia Athletics. What a day yesterday as Georgia All Access, presented by Georgia Power. Sunday, midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week on GeorgiaDogs.com. Got the Road Dog, AT, and Ben with us. Ben Brandenburg, we play above, below, or in between. The game show that I invented that certainly some other people will get very rich off of. But
Sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation.
Nobody's getting rich off of it here.
No, not here. You're not allowed to. Okay, so Ben, what is the category today?
All right, we're going top all-time wins inside the stag.
Inside the stag, okay.
Check with my publicist, Claude Felton, on a couple of these deep cuts here. We're going to bounce between men and women here.
Okay.
But we're going to start with baseline. We're going to start with last night. You had a great call by you.
Thank
Gabby
you.
Conley was on fire, 24 points. First player to score five or more three-pointers in back-to-back SEC games since Mary Beth.
Wow. There you go, MB.
We got a Lysette call in there.
Going way back. She'll always be Mary Beth Lysette to be the friend. She was there yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I left it. I paused.
Yeah, love MB. She wore number three because of Dale Murphy. Her predecessor, Pam Irwin, wore number three because of Dale Earnhardt.
There you go. Great threes.
That was an awesome win yesterday, 57-55, sweeping the regular season series for the first time since 1985.
All right, that's our baseline. We'll bounce to men's basketball now. We'll give you a hint here. 1990, one word, Shaq.
Shaq beating LSU, Shaq, Chris Jackson, and AT.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Oh, Stanley Roberts.
Big Stanley. That was a great LSU team. We had beaten them in Baton Rouge in overtime. Rod Cole got fouled at the end of regulation, hit three free throws to put the game into overtime. Georgia pulled that one out, got the sweep, and that propelled Georgia to the SEC championship. That one's going to be hard to beat. That one's vaulting to the top.
The one thing about that game is that the fans stormed the court. Remind me of the fans running on the field after that Tennessee drought was broken at Sanford Stadium. So there you go.
Because that was our first regular season SEC championship. At 83, we won the tournament en route to the Final Four. But I'd like to remind people that the great Hugh Durham, before he arrived, we had a losing record in 23 of the previous 27 seasons. And you think about the job he did. He will forever be the father of Georgia men's basketball, and that was one of our greatest days.
Oh, yeah. All right, bouncing back to the women's basketball, the Lady Dogs in 96 over number three Lady Vols, 77-71.
All right, I'm going to put that one just above yesterday, but just below 90 LSU. And that was a great – they actually out-rebounded us by 30 that day. But we found a way because, you know what, we had makers that day. We had Saudi and Fret and Henderson and Kedra. They were making shots. That was a great win.
They don't call them rebounds when you pull them out of the bottom of the net
through. That right. We had some makers that day, baby.
Yeah, we'll stick with the Lady Dogs. All right. We'll go to 83 here.
All right.
All right. This is a deep cut I was mentioning to you, but I'll give you a hint here. All right, it was 99-81 over at number eight, Kentucky. All right, started a 9-0 run to finish out the season.
Yeah, that Georgia team, I think we lost seven games that year and made it to the Final Four. That was Coach Lander's first Final Four trip, and it was a remarkable run. And he always said, that's a great pull, by the way, that was kind of the game that sparked it there.
Yeah, I mean, if you can beat number eight Kentucky, why can't beat the next guys?
Absolutely.
Momentum's a hard thing to capture, and that's certainly the pivot.
And Kentucky had won the SEC title the year before in 82. That was the first – kind of like Uncle Rico. I've got to go back to 82, I tell you.
Was that Valerie Still at Kentucky?
Valerie Still, yeah, that Kentucky. That was the first year that the NCAA – took over women's basketball. There was an SEC champion crown. So, you had a big blue there. That was a big one. I'm going to put it a little bit behind yesterday, though.
All right, this one's for the road dog here. All right, we're going to go to 1964. All right, we're going to – Georgia upset arch rival Tech.
Tech.
All right, 81-68 in the Coliseum's inaugural game.
In the Coliseum's inaugural game, I'm going to have to put that one between –
yesterday in the 83 win over Big Blue by the Lady Dogs. But that was a heck – I think the crowd for that one was
13K,
yeah. And there's still – because it was bleachers. You guys, I don't know, sometimes you – there's still that row of bleachers all the way around the very top
we still
row.
Sell, we still sell that.
Yeah. The very well, you've got the wall as a back. It's not a bad seat.
You know what's still – what is still in that building from that original game?
That bathroom. the bathroom down
inside,
on the
concrete. That's an inside joke for anybody that is in a premium seat holder or in the media.
I want to know who the event management person was in 1964. I mean, Matt
probably Coach Christian. Copas.
Well, they did a better job with the fire marshal back then because that was about 1,000 over.
There's no doubt about it. All right, you guys, what order you got? So I'm going the 90 win over LSU, 96 Lady Dogs over the Lady Vols. Yesterday, the inaugural game over Tech, and then the 83 Lady Dogs.
I'm going to be quick. I'm with you on all those. That 90 game was probably about as big a game that there's been in there, and we're due for another one like that.
Amen to that. Need it. Benny?
I'm going to let Road Dog take this one because I kind of know I know which one's going to be.
Well, I'm going to kind of stick with your list as well. I'm going to bump – the only thing I want to bump yesterday's win up because I'm so happy for Joni to get
awesome.
That season sweep, and I'm a big Joni fan. So for that, I would maybe argue that one a little bit, but we'll see what they can turn that one into.
Yeah, here's what would be great. If this team does something special in the postseason, which I think they can – maybe we redo this list come April, and yesterday goes up even higher.
That game could take another piece of significance, and since Adam was there in 64 for that game, he didn't go that number one. That's
you know,
the thought of Adam was there in 64. Maybe
it's so great too because Joni is so in touch with the alumni in Tennessee week. You're hearing from Mary Beth and Ashley Houts and Tasha Humphrey and Teresa Edwards and Janet Harris and Katrina McLean. And to beat them at home and on the road for the first time since 85, it was so enormous. Different sports have different teams that are the biggest rival. No doubt in women's hoops, it's Tennessee. And to pull that one in, and Joni, win or lose, she comes straight over to do her post-game radio
Fantastic.
Show. She is first class. And yesterday – I mentioned that, how special it was for the alumni, and my voice cracked just a little bit. She paused for about 7-8 seconds and started talking. I could tell she got emotional. And when I was walking over to finish a baseball game with David Johnson, I texted her and said, congratulations. She said, I'm so sorry. I was a little bit emotional there. I thought I was going to start to cry. And I said, well, my voice cracked a little bit too when I started talking there because it was a very special day.
Special
yesterday.
Day. And the kids on that team, we've got experienced players. You start talking about Gabby and Q, and to see them get that. And that's something that, like I said, hasn't been done since that 85-86 season.
It was the 84-85 season. Yeah.
Even longer. Yeah. I mean, that is a really special accomplishment and feat. And that's a Tennessee team that, by the way, beat South Carolina.
Very true.
Who is the number two team and was the number one team in the country at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
So our defense, holding Tennessee to a season low in points. I mean, just perimeter DQs all over.
Their previous low might have been the time we played them in Knoxville. I don't know.
No doubt. I know this. They were 4-for-31 in the first half.
Is that not good?
It's not good. And we were awful on free throws yesterday, too. We were like 6-for-16. Like, well, it's Georgia. We got to keep it interesting, right?
That's the Coach Dooley, Coach McGillicky, all those things keep it going. Like, we got to
keep it in. I mean, I can't tell you how many fans we have through the country. My friends are like, God, yeah, we got fans everywhere. But Georgia always plays exciting games. Like, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it was a great one yesterday. We got to run into a timeout, and we'll say goodnight. Thanks to Ben and Zach and Alan and Adam. They are awesome. I'm Jeff Dantzler. They make it easy. This is the second hour of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Even before the victory celebration is over, great teams are back at it the next day, working to get even better. The team at Ford understands how hard work and dedication pay off. Over the last 30 years, Ford Explorer has been America's best-selling SUV. In fact, all Ford SUVs, like Explorer, Escape, and Edge, are built for victory. Score a great offer today at your local Ford dealer. Based on total cumulative OEM reported U.S. sales for all SUVs from calendar year 1990 through calendar year 2019.
no one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
Put on your red and black. Grab your foam finger and get ready to unleash the dogs. SCANA Energy is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every day is a dog day here, so get loud, Georgia. Join SCANA Energy as we unleash the savings and cheer our team to glory this basketball season. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com to save.
As Fred Willard said in Best in Show, it's a crowd pleaser. All right, dog fans, if you want exclusive access to player profiles, Georgia baseball history, and special features, go to georgiadogs.com/digital to download the all-new Georgia Baseball Digital Yearbook presented by Landmark Athens Automotive Group. It's completely free to access. That's the Georgia Baseball Digital Yearbook at georgiadogs.com/digital. Download it today and go, dogs, and so excited that baseball is back. The baseball team will be at Georgia State on Wednesday, and I can tell you, for all the sports, everything that got hit last March, it kind of felt like baseball was really the one where it hurt even more, and I know for Dave Johnson, my broadcast partner, does just a great job for us to be back out there on Friday. It was really emotional, and so happy to be back at Foley Field.
Well, that team a year ago had so much promise, and to have that ripped away. And that's, you heard Scott talk about it. I think I heard him talk about it in the pregame this weekend. They're on a bus trip. They had to turn the bus around and come home to get that. And then for the weather to work out and be actually a really nice weekend for February that was out there to get that in. And, I mean, we played softball here the last two weekends. You go to last weekend, and it was crazy dodging games and cold and rain. But there's something cathartic and healing about being at the ballpark and out there at Foley. And I know your buddies up at the greenhouse had it going on. And there may have been more up there than there were inside Foley itself, but to have it back.
It was a great scene, and no doubt we all knew this during the lockdown there. We're not taking anything for granted, at least for a long, long time. And yesterday was a great day for the Georgia Bulldogs. So to the sons and daughters of Georgia, certainly one to savor. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thanks to Adam Gillespie, to Alan Thomas, to Ben Brandenburg, and Zach Jewell. I'm Jeff Dantzler. Good night from Athens, and go Dogs. This has been the second hour on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. You've been listening to Bulldogs Live. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Bulldogs Live is an exclusive presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Powered by Learfield, IMG College, and JMI Sports.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!